The air was warm and heavy. Only a faint breeze whispered through the few trees and stirred the brightly colored flowers on the slope.
"Matt, are you sure we should keep going this way?"
14-year-old Selena asked, pushing her brown hair back from her hot face and glancing around at the lonely, uninhabited stretch of shoreline.
"This is the way Joe Blow went, Selena," Matt replied.
"I know, but..."
"We don't want to lose the trail,"
Tim interrupted his older sister quickly, his eyes sparkling.
"But Matt..."
Selena stopped where she was and grabbed her brother's arm, her voice lowered to a mere whisper.
"What if we meet him?"
There was a long pause. Even the wind stopped blowing, and the waves washing up against the rocky shore seemed to hush their noise. The sun, which hadn't yet reached the center of the heavens, shone hotly down from the pale sky on the four siblings as they looked at each other.
"Well," Matt said at last, "I suppose we can just try to act normal. We are exploring the shore, aren't we?"
Elsa, the oldest of the group, nodded slowly.
"But what if he saw me this morning in front of the house?"
A breath of air stirred the grasses, and Selena gave a start as something brushed against her leg.
"And no one knows where we went this morning,"
she reminded the others, scratching her leg. With a slight frown, Matt looked from his sisters to the slight hill before them.
"Before we go back, I want to see the building that Joe Blow stopped at. I think it's just over this rise."
"Yeah,"
Tim put in, eager to be off again.
"He's probably not even there, since it's morning. Come on."
Nodding, Elsa agreed.
"Selena?"
Matt turned to his younger sister. He knew she didn't get scared very easily, but he didn't want to go forward unless they were all in agreement.
"Just to the building?"
she asked. Matt nodded.
"All right."
In moments, the old building came into view. It was drab in color, and the weathered sides gave mute evidence of long years of neglect. The front faced the water, greenish-gray near the shore and deepening to a darker shade farther out. An old wooden walkway, almost like a dock, encased the building's front and part of its sides, seeming to invite a boat to tie up for a visit.
"That place looks old,"
Tim remarked, as the four young people stopped to survey the land before them.
"Sure does," agreed Matt. "I don't see any sign of him. Let's go down and take a look at the building."
"Do you think it's safe?"
Elsa asked. No one answered. There was no movement about the house or anywhere along the shore that spoke of human life. The entire place felt deserted. Beckoning to the others to follow, Matt led the way down the slope and across the grassy, flower-lined shore. Every eye was opened, every ear tuned to the slightest change in sound. Every nerve was tingling with excitement and a sense of unspoken danger.
"You would certainly have a hard time sneaking up on a place like this," Tim breathed. "Everything is open, except for those few trees."
"Quite a change from home, huh?"
Matt didn't take his eyes off the weathered building before them. Reaching the walkway, they paused. Tim hurried over and pressed his face to a window, trying to peer in through the layers of dust and grime it had accumulated.
"I don't think anyone's been here," he said. "At least I can't see anything."
"I doubt you could see anything through that window, even if there was anything to see. I'm going to try out the walkway."
And Matt started forward onto the rickety-looking planking that stretched over the edge of the water. Looking down at the waves washing around the pilings, Selena gave a quick shiver.
"Matt, be careful," she called. "It might not be safe."
"Well, if it's not, we'll soon find out,"
was the calm reply, as Matt rounded the corner of the building and disappeared from sight. The sound of heavy steps was heard moments later, and then Matt reappeared.
"Yep, it seems pretty solid in most places. A few of the planks are loose, but I don't think anything's going to give out under our weight, unless we all jump on it at once. Come on."
Needing no urging, Tim quickly joined his brother, while Elsa followed with slower steps. Selena remained where she was.
"Selena, aren't you coming?"
Elsa paused to ask over her shoulder.
"No, thanks. I'm going to stay here on solid ground."
She turned to smell the tall yellow flowers, which were growing in profusion.